very thing, is they try and link the funding to the priority and then pass it through, and it fails because you're trying to accomplish.
I agree with you as you're speaking, talking about me, because that's kind of the way I think. And I think that the system on all of it thinks like that, and I'm very pleased to see this.
I know South Dakota's doing some things. I know Minnesota, North Carolina. I mean, there's lots of places that are really doing this. Remember, it's still emerging. Honestly, legislators really getting into it. 6 years, maybe. So it's still emerging.
Senator Phillips stated very clearly, because the results are what we get here on. I mean, we get here because we're talking about education, public safety, and jobs. And I mean, so it is the results. It isn't budget, and it isn't this, and it isn't get you and catching you and all that stuff. Ours is results. And we really haven't been able to measure those as we go through this process.
Just a final comment, unless Senator Sharp, did you have any? Senator Donnelly, did you have any comments or questions? Final comments. I know from Co-Chairman Drew Pierce and Co-Chairman Bert Sharp that the Senate Finance Committee is going to focus our budget deliberations on results-based government. And it's a difficult transition. It's not going to happen, you know, in the next 100 days necessarily, but we're going to take some steps toward that. And we do appreciate you being here, and hope also Craig is going to be available to some senators, the Finance Committee senators and representatives this afternoon. If anybody has not scheduled an appointment with him, either senators or staff, please get with Senator Pierce's staff to coordinate that. Other than that, we'll just stand adjourned. Thank you.